I'm going to interview you, even though I've known you for how long now?
I think like 50,
20 years?
20 years.
Has it been 20?
20 years.
Well, that's how long you've been in Japan, right?
No, I've been in Japan 22 years.
And when did you get here?
20 years ago.
No, you mean Kitakyushu?
This university.
And you started here the same year that I started here?
It was April, 1996, so.
Yeah, that's when I met you.
Right.
Wow. Oh, wow. 20 years. That's amazing. Mm. What brought you to Japan?
Well, I had been to Europe a few times, and, I had scoped things out, and it was fine. I wanted to see something completely different and make a little money and establish myself and see the world. And it was Japan was the next best stop. And one of my colleagues had recommended me to a person that was a professor that was working at Hiroshima Shudo University. We got along fine, and he recommended me for the position of visiting professor, and it took off from there. So I got the job there and then moved on to Fukui Ken, where I was hoping to get a job at Kansai Daigaku, which started in October, but I found that I came up number 2 out of 70.
You mean in terms of the potential candidates.
Uh-huh. And so I was stuck in this really hellish Mormon language school, difficult situation. So,
well, English language schools themselves are an interesting phenomenon in Japan.
Well, you have had several stories.
I've had some very interesting ones. We'll get onto that in another thing. But you're one of these people that I call lifers.
Yeah.
I think people look at me and they think I'm a lifer. I've been here longer than you.
Yeah.
And are you going to basically like, because I get this question a lot with my Japanese friends. Are you thinking about staying here long term?
Well, I have no choice. I have to finish out my 10 years to get my Japanese pension. So.
And you've just, I think you've just started paying for a house, right?
No, I paid cash for my house.
You paid outright for that?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I'm free.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So. Fantastic. You have two very, very bright sons, too.
Yes, one just got done finishing the Kyushu University exam today. I asked him how it went yesterday.
Mm. Oh, for 2 days to sit an exam?
2 days for Kyushu University, yeah.
Tell me about your current research. What are you up to these days?
Okay, so the current research that I'm realizing that's very, very important is looking at gender discourse. Now, gender discourse is conversations between men and women. And to find out how these conversations are disfluent, and who has the most hesitation phenomena, who has the most problems, and also look at stress levels. So there's also a stress anxiety survey that I would give to see who is more stressed in talking to the opposite sex. I've had, as you have had, more conversations with women, and what do you think about talking to men? And they'll say, oh, it's very troublesome, and furrowed brows, and this is one of the reasons the population's dropping, because no one's dating. You can't date unless you have conversations, and if you don't date, you're not going to have a relationship, and you don't have a relationship, you can't get married.